So if I may, just speak to this image without having previously noted anything to myself, but a couple of posts back, there was a comment about soft boundaries. And, you know, a lot of times things happen, not because they're planned, but you know, you do stuff and you look at it, and there's an association maybe with something else you've experienced, heard, or said, or thought about. And, you know, that makes me think a lot of times, especially, you know, I've started to think about a lot of the comments that I get here. And, you know, those conversations are often, well, conversation is often polite and an interaction between people. But I find a lot of times that unknowingly things just stay in my head. And, you know, the soft boundary comment impacted me somewhat. And I'm thinking today, you know, I took this picture and it just was a little out of focus, and I liked it, and I liked it because I thought soft boundaries, and then I thought, well, how that might influence the form that I come up with here. And I think that probably I hadn't thought about that before. But then, you know, I think to myself, well, you know, a soft boundary could also be something like the willingness to connect to somebody else and not have such a hard-lined view of things. And I kind of liked this. It led me also to think into how much form is collective, how things happen over time, and since time passes, and a lot of times you don't remember everything, you forget how important it is, how things happen, how they improve, how different imagery emerges. It's really not just from you. It's really rather collective. And especially for me, one of the reasons that I've maintained the blogging and the sharing and a place for conversation, and the reason that I like to respond is because that's kind of a food for me, in terms of continuing.